Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. This week, we speak with Lorraine, who became a caregiver to her 29-year-old son, Silas, after he received a lung cancer diagnosis. Silas passed away only 8 months after learning of his disease, a pain he suspected was a pinched nerve.
During the time, it was so heartbreaking, of course, to watch my child go through something so terrible. But my son, I never heard him once say, "Why me?" And he was so grateful to everyone around him. He kept his humor. And I believe that his strength was something that helped all of us. He was such a great teacher. So while he was sick, I learned to live in the moment with him, certainly as much as humanly possible. I mean, I cried and worried and had a lot of anxiety and sadness. I was also very focused on what he needed, and a lot of energy, of course, goes into that.
Yeah.
As well as a lot of love as a parent.
Although devastated by Silas's death, Lorraine found strength in unexpected places.
When he passed on, I honestly didn't know how I would survive the first year. Mm-hmm. I was just so heartbroken. And I had to go back to work right away. And so essentially, I would go to work. I'd come home and shower and fall into bed until the next morning. But then I realized that he didn't live to 30, and I wanted a tribute to him. So I started working on getting a local artisan to create a bench in his memory for the school that he was going to. And so I had reached out to people, and they would donate for some of the photography that he did when he was sick. After the first year was up and I realized that broken hearts still beat, I went to my first support group.
Okay.
For parents who've lost adult children. And that group was around, I think it was about 6 weeks. It was through hospice. And from there, I went on with another woman from that group to create a peer-to-peer support group. I ran that for about 6 years. Realizing that other parents who've lost teen or adult children from any cause, but we felt that the grief was similar. So that was important. And then I also began working on creating a nonprofit for young adults with cancer in my son's memory. My son always thought really big. You know, he was like, he had lofty goals. So it's a national fund, and we fund young adults 18 through 39 who have a cancer diagnosis or are dealing with ongoing medical issues, and we fund things to help them pursue their hobbies and personal passions, and also integrative therapies to complement the more traditional treatment.
Lorraine realized early on that she needed to support her son's decisions, even if she didn't agree with them. And when the toll of caregivership became too much, she leaned on family and friends.
I felt, as a mom, my biggest self-care was caring for my son. Mm-hmm. But recognizing that, it's also, you know, you get so run down.
Mm-hmm.
That I learned to eat when he did, or later on when he was napping, I would try to sleep a little bit. I had friends and some family members who were supportive, and if I needed to leave, you know, wherever he was, the room or whatever, and make a phone call and cry or just have someone listen to me when I need it, I found that that was helpful. I mean, as much as anything is helpful at that time, but really caring for my son and making sure that he felt surrounded by love was, for me, one of the highest forms of self-care.
She recently teamed up with Merck for its With Love, Me campaign, which focuses on cancer survivors and caregivers sharing their personal stories by writing letters to themselves in an effort to connect with other people who may be going through the same thing.
I know that having a child, you know, your child be diagnosed with cancer is I would imagine one of the hardest things. I mean, certainly I don't want to compare my pain to others. That's not, you know, that's not my goal. But I felt that the campaign was an opportunity to perhaps help others who are caregiving their young adults with cancer, certainly in hopes that those young adults will survive and get better. But regardless of the outcome or, you know, in spite, whatever the outcome is, it's a really hard thing to go through. And so I really appreciated how the With Love Me campaign is bringing people together. Mm-hmm. So that they don't feel so alone. And after Silas passed, one of his nurses had told me that our family handled things in such an incredibly wonderful way, keeping Silas in the forefront during such a stressful time and keeping his needs and wishes first without letting ours get in the way due to the stress we were under. I just felt that was such a high compliment, and I felt that if I could help others, you know, through getting our story out, that it was definitely, it's a great opportunity.
Grief comes in all forms, and overcoming that pain depends on each individual. Lorraine advises putting people in your life who support you and your emotional process.
I would say not to let other people tell you how you're supposed to grieve. Grief with loss of a child is very intense and complicated. Find a peer-to-peer support group if you can. If you're feeling like harming yourself, make sure that you get professional help. Surround yourself with good supportive people who understand and accept that you're changed. Your life is forever changed. And you're not that person who you were before your child was diagnosed with cancer. That person's not coming back. But the person who you've become also has a lot to offer. So surround yourself with people who recognize that and support you in your grief process.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.